Now I move on down, verse 7. He says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Now I'm going to change verse 7 just a little. Thou hast seen my trouble, and thou hast seen my soul in adversities. I like that better. Twice he says it. And this is a great comfort to know God sees you in your trouble. You remember that he said to Moses when he wanted to deliver the children of Israel, he says, I've seen their affliction. I've heard their groaning. I know their condition. I've come down to deliver them. And it is said of the Lord Jesus, you remember that when those apostles of his were out there in the storm and the dead of night, that midnight on that Sea of Galilee, waves are rolling high, and they thought they were through, by the way. And it says, he saw them toiling and rowing. I like that. He sees you and me today. Why wonderful this is. Now let me move on down in the Psalm, verse 9. Now we come to a prayer. And he says here, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I'm in trouble. Are you in trouble, friends? Instead of whining around and telling everybody else about it, why don't you go to him and say, Lord, I'm in trouble. That's what David did. He just went to the Lord. He says, I'm in trouble. Now I'll have to drop down. Verse 15, my times are in thy hand. That's an interesting expression. My times are in thy hand. Great many people go to fortune tellers, have their palm read. And this line means this, and this line means something else, which is all actually perfect nonsense, but it affords a living for some people and others that are trying to get rid of the money. This is just another way of getting rid of it. But our times are written in his hands. The scripture says it. My times are in thy hands. Those are crucified hands. You can see my sin there in his hand. And may I say to you, those are the tender hands of a shepherd that picked up a lost sheep and put it on his shoulder. My care, protection are in those hands. And someday he's coming with blessing, and those hands will bless. My friend, may I say, my times are in his hands. Then verse 16, make thy face to shine upon thy servant. That's a lovely expression. And the Hebrew commentator, way back in ancient times, he says the face of God is his anointed, the Messiah. You see, God's a spirit. I don't know how he looks, don't know how he feels, how he acts. But the Lord Jesus came down here, and he's the face of God. I like that. The little girl one night, she didn't want to go upstairs and go to bed by herself. Mother took her up, put her to bed, and then left her, and the little girl began to whimper. And the mother said, now, listen, you go to sleep. God is up there with you. And she wanted somebody to stay with her. And mother says, God's up there with you. And the little girl says, I know, but I want somebody with a face. Friends, that's what all of us need and want. All of us little children down here want somebody with a face with us. Jesus Christ is the one. Oh, what a wonderful psalm. Isn't it too bad that we have to leave this psalm? But the last word, listen to it, verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness. My friends, we're going to come to a psalm later on. The Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Have you ever told anybody how good God is? I find people that they like to talk about their neighbors, or their children, or their father and mother, or their relatives, or their boss, or their preacher, and say, my, how good he is. But have you ever told anybody how good God is? He's good, friends. Oh, how good he is.